Governor Tony Evers will propose spending $290 million in state money on improvements to the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. It's Tuesday, February 14th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Evan Casey reports on the funeral proceedings for a Milwaukee police officer who was killed in the line of duty. And Bridget Bowden has a story about a new service being offered by Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Governor Tony Evers will include money in his state budget for updates to the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. As Sean Johnson reports, the governor's office says the funding could be critical to keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin.
The Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District is in charge of operating and maintaining American Family Field under a lease that runs until 2030. But according to the governor's office, the district lacks the funding it needs for upkeep at the Brewers Stadium. Evers' plan, which is supported by the team, would make a one-time $290 million payment to the district from the state's projected budget surplus. As part of the deal, the Brewers would renew their lease until 2043. It would need approval from the state legislature, which is run by Republicans. In 2015, lawmakers from both parties voted for a bill that used state funds to help build the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Residents of Marathon County's village of Cronenwetter may have received the wrong ballots ahead of this month's spring primary election. That's after a clerical error resulted in some voters receiving test ballots that had already been filled in. Those ballots are used to test voting machines ahead of an election. The village clerk says 18 of the 21 test ballots have been returned. Other ballots sent out were missing initials from the clerk and deputy clerk and must be deactivated as well. Kim Trueblood is the Marathon County clerk.
It's a mistake. There was no malicious intent behind this at all. There was no fraudulent intent. There was nothing untoward. It was a human clerical error.
The village says it plans to deactivate the faulty ballots and reissue new ones. A funeral was held Monday afternoon for a Milwaukee police officer who was killed while on duty last week. Evan Casey has more about the funeral proceedings for Officer Peter Jerving.
Hundreds of first responders from across the state packed into Elmbrook Church in Brookfield for the 37-year-old officer's funeral. The governor and Milwaukee's mayor and police chief were also there. Jerving died in a shootout during a robbery investigation on Milwaukee's south side. The man police were trying to arrest was also killed. Milwaukee Captain Bradley Schley spoke of the service about his relationship with Jerving.
As you always said to me, I got you, Cap. We got you. I say to you, I got you, son. We got you, brother.
Jerving is the fifth Milwaukee police officer to die in the line of duty in the last 5 years. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers says his proposed budget will include initiatives to expand voting rights in Wisconsin. They include making it easier for new voters and young voters to register and speeding up reimbursement for towns and villages during special elections and recounts. Evers also proposed launching a $2 million Office of Election Transparency and Compliance. The League of Women Voters has pushed for some of the changes. Executive Director Deborah Cronmiller says they'll allow voters to see how safe Wisconsin elections are.
That will build confidence on the part of voters, especially in the environment that we're in, where we're still having to deal with misinformation about election integrity.
Evers will unveil his entire proposed budget on Wednesday night. GOP leaders declined to comment until the budget had been formally introduced. and Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin offering vasectomy services this week at one of its Milwaukee health centers. As Bridget Bowden reports, demand for the procedure has grown since virtually all abortions became illegal in Wisconsin.
Dr. Megan Schaefer is a urologist at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She's one of the two doctors performing the procedures at Planned Parenthood's Water Street Clinic in Milwaukee. She says the idea to offer vasectomies at Planned Parenthood had been floating around for several years, but the Supreme Court's decision made it a top priority.
For me personally, that really sort of renewed an urgency in terms of, you know, reproductive care, contraceptive care is the responsibility of more than just our OBGYN colleagues.
Other health systems in the state have experienced a spike in demand for vasectomy services since last summer. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin CEO Tanya Atkinson says the program could be expanded to other parts of the state in the future. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.